Memorial Care Health System, Excellence in Healthcare, presents Weekly Dose of Wellness. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Hello and welcome to the show. You're listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell, and today's guest is Maria Satterfield, certified hand therapist at Community Hospital Long Beach. Maria obtained her bachelor's degree in occupational therapy from the University of Southern California in 2000, and she has been in practice for more than 12 years and has mentored and supervised numerous therapists and students. She completed the Kaiser Hand Fellowship Program and became a certified hand therapist in 2005. Maria specializes in treating traumatic hand injuries and excels in casting and fabricating dynamic and static splints. Welcome, Maria. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Very fine. And today's show is all about arthritis and how hand therapy can really help. First of all, what really is arthritis?
Oh, arthritis is an inflammation of one or more joints.
That's it, huh? That simple.
That's it, yes.
And is there a cause of it?
One can be genetic.
Mm-hmm.
Another factor is age. As we get older, or cartilage becomes more brittle.
Mm-hmm.
Excess body weight can also cause arthritis, especially in the hips and the knees. Having previous injuries, illness, or infection. Occupational hazards, for example, for patients with works in a heavy construction and assembly line type of work,
mm-hmm.
are predisposed to having arthritis. And lastly,
because of the repetitive motion?
That's correct.
Okay.
And lastly, same thing with sports. High-demand sports can also cause arthritis.
That's because of, again, the repetitive motion, the same kind of pounding on the same kind of joints day after day after day.
That's correct.
Okay, now something you wanted to speak to earlier, the types of arthritis.
Yes, there are over 100 different types of arthritis. The most common types that I see are the rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis.
And can you delineate those for me? What is rheumatic? Let's start with that.
Okay, rheumatic is more of a systemic type of disease. It doesn't just affect the joints, but it also affects the organs. And then osteoarthritis is more of the wear and tear of the joints.
Mm-hmm.
So over time, the cartilage deteriorates, and then sometimes new bone forms within the joint that causes inflammation.
Boy, I hadn't realized that arthritis could affect the organs. Can you give us an example of that?
For example, inflammation of like the stomach or the heart, the pericarditis, that also affects arthritis.
Wow, it's an insidious little devil, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, so now let's do something to help the cause. What is hand therapy?
Oh, hand therapy is a type of rehabilitation of the hand, wrist, arm, and or shoulder. It's performed by an occupational therapist or a physical therapist. The main goal is to restore, of course, the use of the hand.
Mm-hmm. And who's a good candidate for hand therapy?
Anybody can be a good candidate for hand therapy. People are having pain, weakness, stiffness of their upper extremity. It's from post-operative procedure, traumatic injury, or repetitive strain type of injuries.
And how can hand therapy really help the arthritis?
Hand therapy can help treating the arthritis by managing the pain by use of splinting. Therapists will educate the patient by using joint protection, body mechanics, energy conservation techniques,
mm-hmm.
And providing safe exercise programs to the patient.
Okay, that's the key word, safe exercise programs, because many people, especially athletes, think they know it all and they get out there after a surgery or something like that, or they gain 30 or 40 pounds as they go through life and they think they can still go out there and play four sets of tennis like they used to.
Yes.
So safe exercises is what you help a patient find for that particular person.
Yes.
So what can I expect to happen during my hand therapy session?
OK, Okay. During your initial visit, the therapist will complete an evaluation so he can or she can customize the treatment plan and therapeutic goals individualized for you. And then the patient will be provided with splints as needed and then be educated on joint protection and energy conservation. Mm-hmm. The therapist may also use different types of modalities to manage the arthritic pain, swelling, and stiffness. Like for example, use of ultrasound, laser light therapy.
Mm.
Yes.
So it's very advanced from the old days.
Yes.
They used to just slap a cast on you and say, you know, heal, and then go about your life. Not so anymore.
I think the most important thing is really educating the patient.
Mm-hmm.
And what available programs out there also in the community.
Right. What to do and what not to do. Don't try to zip up your own jeans the day after you break your wrist.
That's correct.
Especially if you're tight jeans. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about splints. I recently had a dear friend who broke his wrist, and I was amazed to see his dynamic and static splint as he went through the process of healing. Can you talk a little bit about both of those types?
Yes, so static splint is a protective splint, or it can be a splint that will help increase the joint's range of motion.
Mm-hmm.
It's static because there's no movable part to it, and that's the difference between static and dynamic.
Okay. Nothing moves at all. So, again, right after a surgery, you would want the one that is not dynamic.
That's correct.
Oh, okay, you'd want the static splint.
Yes, okay. The goal is to just rest the injured area.
Do they still have those big, thick plaster of Paris type splints?
Occasionally it can be used as a tool for increasing range of motion. It can be done like a serial cast, serial splint mm-hmm. type of modality, to where the patient comes in on a weekly basis and we just have to change the form and advance the range of the joint.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that can be used still. Or in the finger, it can be used like a serial cast to improve the range, the movement of the joint.
And what goes for the fingers goes for the toes as well?
I believe so. But it's not as common, I think.
Yeah, you don't hear a lot about toe therapy. And you use your toes as much as you use your hands, just in different
ways. That's correct. It's very important for a balance.
I have a few more questions, but I want to get this in. Where can I learn more about the hand therapy clinic at Community Hospital Long Beach?
Yeah, so if you want to learn more about our program, you may contact us at 562-494-0685 or log on to memorialcare.org/CHLB.
Okay, let's give that last one more time, if you would.
Sure, it's 562-494-0685 or log on to memorialcare.org/CHLB.
How important is it to get hand therapy after you've had an operation?
I think it's very important because a lot of people tend to protect you do need to protect the surgical site.
Mm-hmm.
But people will tend to overguard it, baby the hand.
Yes.
So it's very important for the patient to see a hand therapist so that they can recover a lot faster, so they know how to manage swelling, how to move correctly and safely.
As they say, if you don't use it, you lose it.
That's correct.
But there's a fine line between overusing it and using it as well. And that's why there are specialists like Maria. Thank you so much, Maria. I want to get your last name correct. It is Satterfield. Is that correct?
Yes, that's
Maria
correct.
Satterfield. It's been just a total pleasure having you on the show today. Any last thought for us?
I think a lot of people are not familiar of hand therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm think I'm glad that you're doing this show that to educate our audience that there is such a specialty.
Okay, for post-surgical and for arthritis and for many other conditions, you'll know if you have an issue in your hand and make sure you go to your doctor and get it checked out, and maybe you'll even have Maria for your therapist, and that would be a good thing for everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I am Deborah Howell. Please join us again next time. We'll be exploring another weekly dose of wellness. It's brought to you, of course, by the good folks at Memorial Care Health System. Check them out today. It's a wonderful website. You'll learn a lot. Have yourself a wonderful, happy day.